welcome into our Better Farming podcast in association with WorkSafe. Sadly, too many fatalities are still occurring on New Zealand farms, many in preventable situations. So in this episode, we'll look at steps we can take to significantly reduce the risk of serious harm or fatalities to ourselves, our team and our families. My name is Rowena Duncan, and joining me are Brent Austin from WorkSafe and Jesse Waite from Federated Farmers. Brent, we'll start with you. This is a story that doesn't seem to go away. Every week we seem to be having more fatalities or more serious harm incidents on farm. And we are great farmers. New Zealand farmers are the best in the world, but we need to be better in this respect.
Absolutely. So what we do know is that we could actually reduce serious harm incidences and fatalities by at least 50% if we do two simple things. One of those is a crush protection device. So a crush protection device could be fitted to a, or retrofitted to a quad bike. There's a few different types. I know ACC do a subsidy towards those. So what we do know with that is that if it does roll over, or the quad bike does roll over, it could actually save your life. Okay. So it also means that you can get up and keep farming. And I think that's something that really needs to be focused on, is it can lessen the chance of the impact. But it also, what we do know is that when a quad bike does roll over, it normally lands on top of somebody. And that's a scary factor, right? There's a couple of things that comes with that too, is that normally when that rolls over, the farmer's alone and the farmer actually dies alone. And that's really scary. What we do also know from that is that most of our statistics are around the age of a farmer who passes away. It's about 57. So you're getting to the tail end of your farming career, and you've worked really, really hard, and you don't get to go and celebrate with your grandchildren on the batch, on the boat. It's a life-changing event. Some of those life-changing events can actually also systemically affect your work to work further. So it ends up being left on your partner of the farm or the kids to pick up whatever's left over. So that's one of the things. The other one is a seatbelt. So we also know that when tractors or side-by-sides or vehicles that are fitted with seatbelts could have actually prevented that significant harm or fatality from happening. So rollover protection devices actually have fitted with a seatbelt, and they're actually certified to prevent or as part of that certification process. So if we do those two really, really simple things, we could actually change or drop that fatality and serious harm incidents by 50%. That's half. That is absolutely huge numbers.
Jesse, do these figures shock you?
They do. They really do. Especially that 50%, you know, two actions on farm on a day-to-day basis can save, you know, that 50%. And that's crazy, considering it's, what, 2 seconds to put on a seatbelt and one decision to put in the device, and you could save your life at the end of the day.
Brent, how accessible are these two options? Well, I mean, a seatbelt, it's in most vehicles anyway. But the rollover crash protection, how hard is it to source these? How hard is it to fit them?
Yeah, there's like I say, there's two or three different types. There's some that have been, if you go on, as WorkSafe, we've actually indicated that there's two or three that have gone through really significant engineering controls and testing. And they are the ones that ACC have said, yep, these are excellent devices. These are the things you could be considering to fit to your quad bike. There are with the tractors. You think about when you have your older style tractors. Think about the environment you're using it in. You know, you might have a tractor that doesn't actually have a rollover protection in it. So you want to be using those around more flat area or things like that. The other part of it is that you're using a tractor in a more rolling terrain. You'd need to be considering something with a rollover protection system in it. So it's not only when you go and purchase a new tractor, think about a cage. Think about the certification. Think about a seatbelt. And those two little simple things around doing that will help reduce that. So, and there's other things that lead to that, right? So what we hear a lot of from WorkSafe is that we don't have the time to put that thing on. We hop out, or we leave the tractor in gear, and we hop out of the tractor and we end up getting pinned against the strainer post. So seatbelts could become quite an issue when you're actually talking about it, if that makes sense. So it becomes a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
And oh, I put my seatbelt on, it's a pain in the backside. So we understand that, but it's still, those are the things that are going to save your life. So taking those couple more seconds might help.
Jesse, another thing that's important to consider is the right tool for the right job. You can't take a quad bike everywhere on a farm, just like you can't take a tractor everywhere on a farm. It's about thinking about the role that you're going to be doing, the terrain you're going to be travelling on, and making sure you're not just grabbing the first thing that's easiest to to turn the key on.
That's right. We were just talking about that, you know, and you've just mentioned it there. You know, you've got to look at your terrain and see, you know, what machinery in the sheet is actually going to be best to go and do that job. Because at the end of the day, we know how dangerous it can be to take out the wrong, whether it's the motorbike, the two-wheeler, four-wheeler, tractor, or even horse. You know, you just, a decision can really,
can be the difference between life and death.
That's it, to put it quite bluntly, yeah.
That is quite blunt, but that is the reality. And I think also it's ensuring that whoever's operating that machinery understands how it works. And actually, if you're getting new staff on, checking that they're skilled, they know what to do when things start to go wrong.
And Matt, it's really interesting even seeing, like, with the FMG Young Farmer of the Year, you know, district contest, you've got a lot of tractor and quad bike modules, and just seeing those different areas that people just don't think of because they haven't been taught it. And I think you're right, it's really important that when you have a new staff come on, you know, that induction process and walking around the tractor or the motorbike and making sure that your worker does understand those hazards and what can go wrong. Because if you don't know, then you're probably not going to make the right decision.
And I think another thing is not being scared to actually say to whoever's driving, if you're the passenger, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm absolutely one for that. If you're out on the farm with me and I don't feel safe, I'm going to stop you and I'm going to walk.
Yep,
I don't
time.
Care how
That's
far.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And I think, yeah, we had a skills day with quad bikes and trying to reverse the quad bike with a trailer. And I am not good at that. So I was like, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah, no, that's always a challenging one. What would you say to people who are maybe stepping up, Brent, from farming themselves to employing staff? Because we've mentioned, yeah, it's about training them and checking them, but sometimes you don't know how to go about that because you've never had to do it before. You've never taken on staff or trained someone yourself.
Yeah, I think you've touched on the topic there as voicing, as the voice. So you're only good as you speak up. So you need to be speaking up. So having an opportunity to involve them through the risk or the risk profile of the farm, and engaging them through that. If you don't know that stuff, there's lots of stuff, resources that are held from Fed Farmers, from Young Farmers, from our WorkSafe website, which has been made for farmers by farmers. And so there's lots of good guidance material, or give your local inspector a ring. That might be scary for some people. but I think the important thing to recognise here is that most inspectors, or pretty much all the inspectors who go out into farm are really passionate about what they do. Some of them are farmers and still do that today. So they really understand the farming community, and we're really passionate about it. And I think having that opportunity to just touch base with a local inspector, it might mean we bring a whole lot of the farming community and have a bit of a yarn.
And it's not about trying to catch you out or anything. This is about everyone working together
exactly.
to be better.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think I've sat through many DairyNZ discussion groups, and from that, after a really good conversation, we've been able to. I've left a list. So when I've been with the organisation now like 6 years, and so when I first started doing my inspector at work, I'd go out and sit down with them, and they'd be like, "Oh, blooming WorkSafe." Seriously, that's the feeling. Afterwards, I go up and they're shaking my hand because the conversation is, it's not as hard as what you think.
Yeah,
and you're probably already doing this stuff, but it's about identifying and talking through it. Your voice is the most powerful thing you can do. It's talking about it. And if you're a worker and you are scared on the farm, or you don't feel like you shouldn't be doing that stuff, tell.
There's usually a reason when you've got that gut feeling that you shouldn't be doing something.
Trust your instinct.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of farmers, they don't trust their instinct because they think, nah, she'll be right. That is the worst, I think, what is it, three words? She'll be right.
We were just saying
words
that.
Words in any farmer's vocabulary. Yep. Just don't.
Yep.
Like, enough already.
Yep. And like we were just saying before, you know, in Taranaki, we're going to bring WorkSafe in to talk to our local feds executive because one of our executive members got a phone call that WorkSafe were turning up and he just freaked out, you know. And then I've kind of put it the analogy, you know, when you're driving and you see a cop, your first instinct
is
to put the brake on.
What speed am I doing?
Because I've done something wrong.
Yep.
But you haven't. And that's the kind of thing we want to be able to communicate to our farmers is, you know, if WorkSafe are coming around for a conversation, they're not whacking down a prosecution. They actually want to create that dialogue and work with farmers. And I think that's really important conversation to be having.
And you've got to think that is a better phone call to get than your worker, your partner, your loved one is in the hospital or in the morgue.
Right. Yeah.
Again, blunt, but it's as simple as that.
It is, and we're seeing those numbers, like it's happening, you know, and there's people that are going through that this week. So, yeah, those conversations are really important.
And I think just if I look back over the other Christmas where we lost so many farmers through the Christmas break and the impact on the families, we see that too. So we see the proactive side of our work, but we also see the implications for the farmers and the communities, and it's really sad. We really, like, when we hear of an incident, we feel it as inspectors.
Yeah.
So, and although people might not think that, we actually do, and we're real passionate about it.
You're human too. And I think one of the key messages that I've always been quite keen on pushing is school holidays. When you see families going and visiting, I mean, that's what got me into farming. That's what instilled my love of farming, is going and visiting my family in the school holidays. But that's when we see people getting excited, wanting to go out on the farm, the kids wanting to jump on the quad bike. And it is fun. It is part of a Kiwi way of growing up. We cannot be wrapped in cotton wool, but there are some very basic safety protocols that we can follow to make sure that we all go back to school at the end of those holidays.
And it's around educating those kids too. Like I was saying, you know, what kid doesn't love telling their parent off? So if we can educate those kids about, you know, the hazards of on-farm and putting your seatbelt on and, you know, not having too many people on a quad bike, you know, wearing your helmet, if they know those rules and they see those things happening on farm, they'll be the first ones to pick it up and tell people off. And I think, yeah, we don't give the kids enough credit actually for being able to do that,
being able to speak up.
Yeah
No, kids these days, they've got a voice, all right.
They do.
Brent, there's a whole heap of things that we've mentioned, like Jess has just said about putting your helmet on, but there's other things that we should make habit on farm as well.
Yeah, so there's a range of different things, right? But what we should really be focusing on in the first instance is when events happen on your farm, it's understanding why. So taking a step back from it. We've spoke about those two other factors, but you need to go back and understand there's an – we talked about it before, right? So we see a whole lot of injuries happening on your farm, and we just think, oh, it's just another injury. It's just another injury. It's just another injury. Instead of taking a step back and going, actually, if we move – that from over there, or we move that from over there, that could actually reduce those injuries on my staff.
Yeah.
Another really good thing is if we talked about good business. So good business is good health and safety. If you're looking after your staff and you're talking to your staff and you're giving them good things and they're not hurting themselves all the time, they're going to stick around. You're going to have a really good productive business.
And they're a hell of a lot more productive on the farm than in the hospital ward or on crutches.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. If they're getting looked after mentally, if they're getting, you know, their shift patterns really well, it gives them a couple of days off, you know, looking for the fatigue around the calving season at the moment. Health and safety just isn't about wearing a helmet. It's the bigger picture that you've got to think about. And it's not all about paperwork. Yep, there's some certain things in the legislation that say if you have to have it. But as an inspector, when you go out on a farm, the first thing we talk about is, what do you do? And most of the time, farmers are doing it.
Yeah.
They just need a little bit of a helping hand. And we've got tools that will help farmers work through that. Yep, it could be a notice that says you need to work on these particular things, but it's to help them in the long run. And you're building that confidence with them, right? Most farmers who I've issued notices to, way back when I was an inspector, shook my hand and said, thank you very much. Yep. We really appreciate your time. And that's the kind of conversation that needs to be had.
And I think because you're nipping things in the bud there, you're stopping it. It is preventative before it becomes bad. Mm. Something that we're also not always so savvy on, Jesse, on farm, is just pushing our luck a wee bit. Like saying, I can get another bag of mag on the back of the quad bike. I can put a few more things on the back of the ute. You know, maybe that load, I can push it a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going far. It's going to save me 10 minutes. We justify the bad decisions we make that could, if we'd just taken a bit of time.
We were literally just talking about this. I kind of brought in the whole, you know, when you go to the groceries, you want to take all the bags in at once because you're going to save time. But you're probably going to do your back out at the same time. It's the same thing. And I think we are a little bit time precious for sure.
Yeah.
But we were saying, you know, if that could save you $5,000 on your quad bike having to go into the shop versus 15 minutes on not trying to tow the 4 PK trailers, then, you know, it's it's just trying to weigh up those decisions. Obviously, time, it's not only time that, you know, you're doing the job, but that could also mean the time that you're going back home to your loved ones by making that right decision. So unfortunately, there is only 24 hours in a day and we do need our sleep, but the farm will be there the next day.
It absolutely will be. Now, we've touched a couple of times through this discussion on using your voice, and I think that's another powerful tool, because not everyone is doing everything wrong. You know, people are doing things right, and I think them speaking out and sharing what's working for them, like, farmers love helping other farmers. Mm. We get together over a barbecue at a discussion group. You know, you think of the buy-in there, and it's everyone trying to help their neighbour, their friend from up the road, someone they don't even know who's new to the industry. We want people to be better because we want them to enjoy it just as much as we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think what happens on farm is usually you're living on farm too, so you don't maybe get out of the farm gate and see what's happening next door. And it comes down to the whole telling our story, you know, across the board on farm. And I think, you know, what I love about the rural industry is the fact that there are so many people willing to give that help and advice. They want to help the next generation or be a mentor to a young person. And I think, yeah, you're right, using your voice to help others on farm, whether it's some practical steps or some advice, it's so valuable, because not all of that kind of life skills is taught with when you're doing, you know, whether you're at university or you've just kind of grown up on the farm. And there's so much to learn from someone who's been there and done that.
Is that what you're seeing on farm as well?
Yeah, I think the community of community of practice is such, you know, I mean, they, like I said before, farmers are already doing some really, really good stuff, but it doesn't necessarily get shared. What I learned from the discussion groups was, when you walk around the farm and they start talking about these different things, and then when I started talking about what are the things you should be looking at, like a PTO cover, for example, in the back of a trailer, or the PIC guard that prevents the shaft from getting attached into there. We're talking about PTO fatalities. The real simple things that could lead to an event. Your neighbour might turn up and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why isn't that covered? You know? But the mentorship, think about it as you get older and you want to mentor your family coming through. You want to mentor your you know, your kids or your other neighbours. I think that's the biggest thing for me when I see that. Like my dad, you know, my dad wasn't a farmer, but, you know, he's now able to mentor me through my life through that generational stuff, and I think about it like that.
It almost comes down to a duty of care. If you instill the right practices in those new to the industry and children coming through, they're not going to think twice about it. You know, I would never hop in a vehicle and not put my seatbelt on, because I've grown up in an era where there have always been seatbelts in cars. It is second nature to me.
But like you were saying before, you know, sometimes we do want to push the limit. But I think it's to think, you know, if that was my son or daughter or my mum or dad or a loved one about to make that same decision, what would I tell them? Would I be saying, no, don't do that? And I think you've got to reflect on that and think, well, if I wouldn't want someone I love doing that and making, you know, a potentially a fatal decision, then I shouldn't be either.
Absolutely. I can't argue with that. Well spoken. Look, is there anything else either of you two want to add that we haven't touched on?
All I'd like to say is feel free to make contact with us. We are approachable. We are very passionate about what we do, and all we want to do is help.
You don't look like you'd come into my house and eat my pet and, and destroy everything.
Absolutely not.
Fantastic. Well, Jesse Waite representing Federated Farmers, Brent Austin representing WorkSafe, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It has been an amazing discussion, and I think if we can just prevent, you know, any incident on farm, and we can instill good values in people on farm, we're just setting everyone up for a much better, successful, long career in farming, the industry that we love.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Thanks, Ro.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. Check out our other conversations or visit worksafe.govt.nz for more information about health and safety on farm. This podcast was made in conjunction with WorkSafe and NZMe. Thanks to executive producers Rowena Duncombe and Nikki Verbeet. Audio editing and sound design by James Irwin of NZMe's Sound and Vision team.